These are Christians. You're supposed to be able to trust them in seminary. And so I got up and I caught him at the door just before I got out. And I said, does that mean what it says? And he said, yes, that means what it says. Herman, can't you read? Kind of sarcastic at me. And I said, okay. So he left and I opened my blue book and I listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 lines. That's all it took. I had 2 or 3 blue books there. A 1 page. I listed them. Put my blue book on the table and walk back to my room. 3 hours later, Paul Stark comes running in my room and he called me Brother Maddox. Brother Maddox, Brother Maddox. I said, didn't you know the answer, man? You could have tried something. And I said, I got him. He said, you left right away. You could have at least written something down. And I said, Paul, he said, list them. No, no, that isn't what he meant. He wanted to defend and point out. He said, list them, Paul. We both made an A+. We both had the exact same thing. He filled up 2 or 3 blue books. I filled up a quarter of a page. We both made an A+. Made him so mad. Now, what I'm trying to say is, it's in the Old Testament if you want to know how to get justification by faith. It's there. But what happens is, they get so overloaded with all the law. And they just, there it is, little Habakkuk. And boom, one of the great phrases. This one is quoted almost more times than any other one passage in all of the Old. It's quoted in Galatians. The righteous shall live by faith. And it means a person who is already righteous, has a state of righteousness, and that is the way he is going to live. He is going to live by faith. He received the righteousness by faith, and by that I mean the state or position of righteousness, imputation of righteousness we call it, and he received that by faith, and he is going to live, and that's what we've been talking about, how to live the Christian life now that you're saved. He is going to live by means of faith. He is just going to continue to trust God. Now we may turn to the Habakkuk passage, but not right now. But the point is, he's going to live by faith. And what is that? By an act of faith of trusting God. Be sure you remember now we studied one important study of the faith that God is looking for, and it is an act of faith in a member of the Godhead, not a faith in what I do. So this is not a performance system that he's going to live by, not a performance system, not anything that man does as an unbeliever or believer. And what you have to realize is, generally speaking, and we saw this in our first introduction, the first Sunday we started this, that a lot of people are still battling redemptive salvation, how to be saved eternally. And they're still battling the works that you have to do. We're dealing with those who said no to all of that and said, the only way you can be saved is by faith in Jesus Christ, period, over and out. And those are the ones who become saved. And then what they do is they want to live their life by works. And I want to start your thinking now with me, moving in some added deal. What you're going to find here is, even if they're not right on this one, and they have a lot of things you have to do, let's say once you're in their momentum, it really gets heavy. You're adding to where they take control of your life, your family, your sex life, how, when, what's going on as far as your sex life, and I'm talking about between husband and wife, money, your social life, every area of your life. Soon, they want to do, they keep adding. Do, do, don't, and they keep adding and control. You can't do this, and you can't do that, and you got to do this, and you got to do that, and it just gets heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier of what you got to do. And that's why Paul is going to say in chapter 5, verse 1, don't go back under this yoke of slavery. But we'll slowly work our way to that point, but I want you to see the build up here. What's going to happen when you do decide to go to some form of system, performance system for God, to receive something from God? People, we can only receive from God, and every now and then we pick up a new insight into faith. Faith is passive. And what I mean when I say faith is passive, faith